Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode.
We Geekin'.
Today we're talking about Bleach episode 10, Thousand Year Blood War, with everything that's been going on. So let me get this screen share shut up. Screen share set.
Set up.
Damn, say that five times fast. I parent you can't do that right
there. We can tell you with the city schools.
Get the screen share set up.
Yeah.
Don't tell him about it.
He went to city too. That's crazy.
We coming from my school, yo. We coming from my school, yo. Don't do that. Y'all see my daughter's pictures in the background. My baby drew all those pictures right there. My baby girl. All right. So we got to talk about the fight that we all been waiting for. Unohana versus Kenpachi. So shout out to Random Anime Bankai on YouTube for this clip. I appreciate it. We're going to go into look at some of this, jump into it, and talk about it all at the same time. All right. You fellas ready for that?
Let's go.
All right. Why are you not? Hold on.
Technical difficulties. Give us a second.
All right. It's showing. Oh, there we go. It was showing it, but it wasn't recording the sound. Hold on. Yeah, you got mail. damn AOL dial up, man. I thought I got rid of that.
Ooh. Let's get it. All right. We up here. Damn, boy. Your internet is like at the mind of
it's all kind of problems
man,
over here, ain't it?
Yeah,
chill, yo. Let him keep spinning the wheel in there.
Yo, you've had him since 1998.
Come on, yo. I'm producing and doing. Yo, chill, man. Come on, yo. We having technical difficulties. Real and raw. We doing this real and raw. I'm not editing this either.
We'll never edit.
Just bear with me for 2 seconds. Bear with me for 2 seconds. I promise. He gonna be there. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. As soon as this clip load up. So again, shout out to Random Anime Bankai.
やはり無理です。旅行がいくら探しても体調が満足されるほどの猛者が見つかるとは思えません。Yo,
so this pile of bodies, I honestly thought she did that at first. Like, she just so bored with fighting. She like, I'm gonna kill everybody because somebody gonna be tough enough to fight me out here. What did y'all think
about
this
shit? Right, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
だからそこにありました。体調が切られたものではないのですか。なんだあのガキは。それゆえ剣がそれに産む者同士を引き合わせたのでしょう。
So I remember she said the only person that hurt her was him when he was a child, which is crazy.
Right.
That he was able to surpass her as a child. That's how much potential and talent he had with his little hack insane ass.
I call hacks.
かつてない喜びを得ようと生まれ変わってるみてえだ。ザラキケンパチ、あなたは気づいていないでしょう。自分が無意識のうちに相手が強かった。
Tell me that ain't the stare of a fucking crazy mother.
Yeah.
It's somebody crazy the right there, bro.
But Unohana was saying, bro, he was unconscious, bro, when he did
this. He was unconsciously...
That's the crazy part.
He was bringing himself down so he could enjoy his fights. So subconsciously, he was suppressing himself when he didn't have to.
Right.
He was so strong, like, all right, so I need to make it so that these fights last and somebody can be on my level a little bit. Like, but she was the strongest person out there, and then she's like, I'm losing to him. And I like how she's like, I owe it to you to get back to who you were because you weakened yourself because of me. So I'm going to fix this and make it right. Like, that says a lot. You're like, she's been holding on to that for over 1,000 years. Like,
that's crazy.
Right. That fight with Noritora, the only time he ever put two hands on his sword, and he obliterated that guy.
Like, oh, yeah.
Obliterated. And that was the first time I ever saw him. Like, I can't just the potential he has with raw power, and even if he learned more swordsmanship skills.
Raw power, bro. That
and he's like, all right, cool. This is the first time I did this since I trained with the old man.
He learned that one day. He trained with old man Yamamachi one day and he said never again.
Yo, we're going to finish this one. We got a couple more minutes left on it. Yo, could you imagine the same type of effect with Goku or Vegeta healing in the middle of battle and continually fight, like bring him to death, heal him, bring him to death, heal him, bring him to death. Like, she's pretty much like powering him up while she's fighting him, and it's like continuously stacking his power. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But picture that if that happened in like Dragon Ball, you know, like instead of them like waiting to recover, they recover fully in the middle of
Tetsu Bean.
Like, yeah. Sorry, I'm tangenting off, but that's just like, that's what it feel like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
What did y'all think of her Bankai?
I was just about to say that. Fucking best Bankai to me. This is my personal
pure combat, yes.
Even though
pure combat.
Yes.
The way the sword like extends with the blood, and as soon as she throws a slash, it's like an extended slash, and then the doing a joint like this and then making like a I could see how she did that in battle, yo. She would just obliterate whoever she was with if it wasn't Kenpachi.
Yeah. Like, but that Bankai like, is it's unblockable, bro.
If you're not fast enough,
right,
man.
Look at that shit, bro.
This I couldn't figure out. Was this like her Bankai cutting her, or was this him like internally kind of seeing and like reawakening? This part kind of confused me a little bit.
It's metaphorically, it's like stripping away everything to get back to your core.
Okay.
So
that part was kind of, I'm like, is her doing that?
Because it was happening to both of them. Like in the next little bit, you'll see that she completely disappears from, you know, what we see. And she's just like a skeleton with eyes.
Right. Okay. The joy on his face. Like, you know I like to fight. I know what this is called. This is battle. Oh, yeah, baby.
He was ready. He had a chubby.
But the joy on his face, like, yes. And then he killed her. He was like, no.
Man, he was mad as a motherfucker, bro.
Oh, yo, that was that, yeah. But you learned the ability to suppress yourself, and I gotta teach you how to unsuppress yourself.
あなたは永遠に戦いを楽しむため、自らを封じる術を身につけ、私の手にしたこの力は、この一戦のためにあったのだと。その時、その切っ先は必ず次なる強き者を殺すためか、育てるためかのどちらかに向けられる。さようなら。
I want to know. Maybe she just said this. In the point of the sword is to either to kill you or is to nurture you. So I wonder. This was the moment when she definitely decided to give her powers to Kenpachi herself.
It was the title.
You get what I'm saying?
It's the title.
It was the title. Because
apparently only one person can be Kenpachi. And since it was two of them for the longest, but nobody knew about her, I think she been lying in wait until he was ready to be able to get to that level. But I don't think they faced a big enough threat because they like, remember the when Karaku went to the
Central 46,
whatever, I guess Section 33. That's it. They were like, if he comes too powerful, we can't stop him. And I think that was the fear in the back of their mind. But now it's like, hey, we got a threat. We can't stop. We need him.
We need
to
all
power
our
him.
Assets. Like, power up. We need all our battle assets.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
But now knowing his true potential, and now he's getting ready to learn the name of his Zanpakuto soon, which means that will lead to him learning how to use Bankai. Oh, God.
Yeah, he's about to be a beast.
If he sees that, Roy Lloyd again, done. Like, oh, you was the one that choked me out and put me down? All right, bet. I'm coming back for you.
Yep. Kyle. It's over. Boy,
anta shiru no kayo. Boy, shiru na.
Kodomo mita, nani o kanashimu koto ga aru no desu.
So I ain't got nobody else to fight. Kaito ni watari aeru. Remember when we put on the internet, Renji was an underrated dark horse.
Underrated.
Yowak, Ichigo, and Renji and Byakuya were in the ratings. Even she understands the potential that's within Renji. Yo. I'm going to stop sharing this. So what else y'all thoughts on episode 10, man? Like, that was good clips from the episode. What else are y'all thoughts on what happened, man? That shit was phenomenal.
Yeah, it really was. It showcased it bridged a lot of the gaps that we didn't know about. Like, to come from the forefront of, all right, you know, it can only be one Kenpachi. Kenpachi, and we thought that was it, to find out that it was another one still around under our noses the entire time. They foreshadowed who she was without telling us who she was.
Right.
So it's just like, man. Right. And the battle.
She was the darkest horse so far. Like, never saw that one coming. Never would have saw
it. And did it with a smile. You did it with a smile.
She did it with a smile.
She did it with a smile.
What do you guys think about what Ichigo and Renji are going through right now with man. The sword?
Ichigo.
With them trying to figure out why the Zanpakuto are angry.
Yeah. With Renji, he kind of like, you know, they accepted him, but with Ichigo, it's something about him not knowing who he is. Which is like, as they've been giving us hints since day one of who he really is, he has to go home and do some rediscovery. So some things he needs to talk about with his family, specifically his father. Because Ishin's been keeping his lips sealed about shit
for quite some time.
Yeah,
and then just showing up like, hey, I'm gonna help you with Aizen. All right, you wanna talk to me?
Not now.
Like, dude, when are you gonna get to the nitty gritty of what's going on? Like, you gotta tell this man what's up, because he keeps going to stronger opponent after stronger opponent.
But,
and he's the key in everything.
Let me ask y'all a question. When he sent Ichigo back, did he send him back to his I'm trying to think where they sent him back to on the last part of the episode.
They sent him back to the human world.
They sent him back to the human world, right? But he's in front of the hospital.
His
was
house.
It the hospital where he was
No, that was his house. Yeah, because they live over top. They run a clinic, and they live over top of the clinic.
Yeah, Ishin's
okay.
A doctor. I remember.
So, like y'all say, he definitely going to have to talk to his dad, and his dad going to have to give him more detail of what's going on. Like, straight up, man.
Definitely. His whole story is going to be, that's going to be kind of crazy to finally get his whole backstory out there.
To find out about like his mother.
But it's interesting. Oyama was like, you guys can't tell the difference between a Zanpakuto and a person. The only time I remember the Zanpakuto having personalities was during that one arc when all of them were like manifested. So I was curious, like, are they supposed to know the difference between the two? Outside of Squad Zero, because you created it, you can see it. How does the Soul Reaper supposed to differentiate between the person and the Zanpakuto? Like, that's the part that kind of intrigued me. That definitely intrigued me. Like, he's like, you can't see it, but you're a member, you're a lieutenant, and you can't tell the difference. Like, are they supposed to? I never knew that.
I mean,
I found it interesting. Like,
It could just be something where their senses towards things like that aren't as acute as like the other characters. Because as you know, Renji struggles with Kido and all that. He struggles with it. He's not proficient with Kido at all. So a sense like that just wasn't work.
He'd a Rock Lee of Bleach. He just like, show me the fight.
Yeah, man. Ichigo.
Fight. I don't need nothing special.
And Ichigo has not been formally trained in the art of being a Soul Reaper. Kisuke only told him how to fight. That was it. That's all Kisuke told him. How to fight. That's it. Nothing more.
Raw talent.
So it's like he doesn't have the formal training that other Soul Reapers have. That's why when he had his first sword, when he received his powers from Rukia, the bitch was so big. He didn't know about compression. He didn't know about anything. He didn't know how to sense other spiritual beings. He could see them, but he didn't know how to sense them. That's something you learn by going to the academy.
True. Yeah.
So
that was also interesting, learning how the Zanpakuto is formed, with that generic one given to you when you get into the academy. And as you train, it starts to morph and form, and then it gets its own personality and the powers. Like, always wondered how they get the sword. It's like, yeah, I got these fire powers, I got these ice powers. Like, how does your sword, but knowing that story of how the sword formed,
you imprint upon it with your soul.
I didn't,
which is another thing, because you gotta remember, Ichigo never did it, so he never really had his true Zanpakuto.
He always just got handed a Zanpakuto, and it had the powers he learned how to use with that with Getsu, Zangetsu. I'm sorry, with Zangetsu. He just learned how to use Zangetsu. So his sword's name might not even be Zangetsu, from things I've seen on the internet and playing Bleach Brave Souls on my phone. I don't even know the name of his sword yet, but I don't think Zangetsu is his true Zanpakuto.
So it's like it's a lot to digest quickly from him, because like we said, he's never gone through the stages that the other Soul Reapers had. So I said, he didn't have his true Zanpakuto, his true Zanpakuto. Just like we don't know what the relationship between his father and him, because remember, his father also used a Getsuga Tensho in his fight against Grand Fisher.
True. And he told Ichigo, you gotta learn the final Getsuga to beat Aizen. Very, very, that does tie up some more, that brings some more questions out there, because very interesting.
Like, what's going on? Like, you know, come on, you hide some stuff from us, man.
So Monday is supposed to be the hour longer, right?
Next Monday, the 26th.
Okay, so we still got to wait one more week to get the...
Yeah, boy, I can't wait. I'm going to tell my job, I'm taking an hour break. Watch that shit,
45 minutes, yo. You're going to take the 15 minutes to digest, 45 for the ads. You're going to sit there like,
man, I'm going to watch that shit.
I can say so unanimously on all social media I've seen, everybody is ecstatic, so happy with the way Bleach is. And it's we got top tier animation from 10 years of waiting. It's like, like just every episode has not been disappointed. Yeah. 10 episodes and, I'm just excited as I was watching them now ago. And for next Monday, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope, man. And they picked the right day out of the week because nobody don't like Mondays. But if you're a Bleach fan, Mondays is your favorite day.
Monday morning. Any predictions for the next one coming up? It's culminating to them getting powered up to get back to that fight.
I think we're gonna find more about Ichigo's backstory, man. I think they're gonna really get into detail of how he became the way he is and where he about to find out for his family history. They probably go with more in depth with his mom, which I'm looking for because
we don't know anything about.
I'm looking for that.
We don't know anything about it. All we know is she got killed by Grand Fisher.
She got killed
saving him. That's all we know.
And she's apparently part Quincy. From what Aizen and Kisuke kind of slipped out once or twice.
Full Quincy.
But I think she's related to the Quincy somehow. She's probably the most mysterious one out of all of this, and she might be the key to what the hell is going on and what happened 1,000 years ago when they came to invade the Soul Society in the first place outside of trying to take control of the Hollow Soul Balance. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be very, very interesting. I wish they did the hour long next 2 weeks, but it's all good, though. Yeah. Something to look forward to for the holiday break.
Media, give us that Viz Media.
Just looking at it like this, from all the perspectives of everything that's going on, you can't ask for better fan service of what we've gotten, because they've given us straight action. They've told a very, very big amount of a story in these 9 episodes we've gotten so far.
10 episodes, and we done managed to break up so much. How many seasons of it was it before? And they closed up so many gaps in 10 episodes.
Yeah,
answered so many questions from before.
Was it 12 seasons?
Something like that.
Somewhere
up there.
In 10 episodes, they buttoned up so many things in 10 episodes, and still kept the pacing right, and you still got the story progressing. I've even had people, a couple of fan members that have watched the show, like, I haven't watched Bleach in years. I'm gonna check it out though. Y'all make it sound like I want to check it out, and I'm like, after 10 years, like, watch it. The animation is great. Like, you won't be disappointed, and you can watch it and not have to watch the other stuff and still know what's going on.
Man.
You can still be caught up and still not know the full history of Bleach, but you can enjoy a great show right from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
And the way they tell a story, it's not all just focused on Ichigo. Like, you're getting character development from characters that have always just been in the background. They're getting their time in the forefront. Like, we saw the return of Grimmjow. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what happened to that man. We saw a glimpse of him. So we will see how he's going to play on the pitch.
And where is Shinji running to? He's been running for 10 episodes. Where is this nigga running to?
I don't know.
He's still running. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Where are you going? Yo, he's still trucking. Where is he running to? He just hit. What are you doing? I hit him. I hear you, baby girl. You know, it ain't an episode of shit in it.
That's our little mascot. So,
Jesus, little stuffy. That's all.
Well, we appreciate y'all taking the time. Please make sure you go follow us on socials: TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. We on everything. It'll be in the description underneath on this video and in the podcast description. Thank you guys for always taking time out to listen to We Geeking. We're gonna keep this expanding. We got our retro gaming talk out, previous Bleach episodes out, and we got more content coming. So, on behalf of my man Adam, my man Six, we want to appreciate y'all, and we'll see y'all next week for the next episode of Bleach coming up. We Geeking, we out.
Peace.